We were talking yesterday on the show and we got lots of comments in from lots of you out there in relation to moves that will mean that at least two Kerry schools, if not more, will be told they're to lose SNAs from next September, special needs assistance, following a review by the National Council for Special Education. Fossa National School, which is 236 pupils, is to lose 4 special needs assistants. It currently has 10. Other schools reportedly getting the same reviews. And as we heard from a statement from the National Council for Special Education yesterday, this is all part of a review and deployment for SNAs. It's not that they're being cut back and there's fewer SNAs to go around. It's that they're being moved to schools because of demographic reasons, because of medical need reasons, in order to put them to best use. The number of SNAs in the country has increased by 40% over the last 5 or 6 years. However, several parents, and we spoke to one of them yesterday, expressing their frustration at the fact that they will lose SNAs from their particular schools, particularly from the side of the mainstream side of things, for people who, children who don't qualify on paper medically for the need for an SNA, but parents and teachers are saying they definitely need them. Paul Favier is principal of Glenflesk National School. Paul, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme. Okay, I think we may have a bit of a connection problem with Paul. Is Paul there? This is principal of Glenflesk National School. The National Council for Special Education gave us a statement yesterday whereby they talked about the fact that this is an overall review that needs to be done when it comes to the overall deployment of special needs assistance resources where they're needed most. And indeed, some schools will be getting an increase in SNAs as a result. We'll try and get Paul back up the line. Paul, can you hear me? Okay, we're going to try and get him back up the line. In the meantime, we did get contacted in relation to the special needs assistance issue when it comes to one parent who has experience of it and the experience of, I suppose, the loss of what it will represent. This is a parent who has a child with special needs and not happy at all. I'm the mother, a mother of a child who is currently in the junior class of the ASD unit in Fossa National School and is integrated into second class in mainstream. Here I am again typing another letter fighting for services for our son. Again, children like John are targeted by pulling away of services. He has worked so hard to be where he is today. You reading this have no idea what he's gone through to get to this stage. You can't even imagine unless you're living with disability in your house. And every child is different. It takes a village. And here you are targeting those children who work so hard to fit in with their peers in a school setting. They don't want to be the different ones, but they are. We are lucky. We are a lucky family as he received early intervention from private services. As again, the public services were not there when we needed them from another system that is broken. And now the National Council for Special Education think that us losing 4 SNAs is going to do what exactly? Benefit us in some way? Please do not do a disservice to our children and our school community. We're building our children for the world and here you are doing this a major decision and changing their life paths. Enough is enough. Our children have the right to education and all that goes with school life. Again, this decision is going to affect our son. He's integrated in the mainstream because of his amazing special needs assistant that has made this possible. And now this will be affected as there are 5 others in the class and you've decided that somehow this is all okay. So there you go. That's the situation. That's Linda Denny O'Sullivan with that letter talking about her son John and how she's objecting to the suggestion that an SNA or 4 SNAs will be moved from that school. We have Paul Favier back up on the line. Paul, good morning to you and thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Jerry. Sorry about that.
You're fine. You're fine. Listen, Paul, look, what's your overall view on what's happening here? These aren't cutbacks. This isn't an issue of the department not having enough money or the National Council for Special Education having to cut back through a lack of resources. This is what they're saying. This is a redeployment, but it will have an impact on some schools.
It certainly will, and the cuts are very extreme. I suppose it's very concerning from our point of view as schools, in that all the progress that has been made over the last 20, 25 years, and if this is the trend that's happening locally and nationwide, then it will be a step backwards. Like, there has been a lot of positive steps and a lot of progression made over the last 20, 25 years, especially around the areas of special needs. And unfortunately, in one fell swoop, it seems like somebody's gone on a rampage and decided to cut left, right and centre. And this would have a very negative impact going forward for our schools and for parents and for families. And it's a very difficult time. And I suppose as a school, there is a process where schools are reviewed every 2 to 3 years, and the NCSE look at your allocation and the needs within the school. And from speaking to other schools, there was no indication over the last 2 to 3 years that this was coming down the line.
That this level of redeployment
was coming down the line, this level of change. Well, redeployment, I suppose, is a euphemism, or is it a play on words from the NCSE?
But see, is it though, Paul? That's the question here. That we're still waiting for more information from the department on this. But what the NCSE have said to us, and they've underlined it, like there'll be close to 25,000 SNAs in mainstream classes, special class and special schools. The number of SNAs in County Kerry has risen from 616 in 2020 to 861 this year. That's an increase of 40% in the last 5 years. They say they recognise the key role it plays, but these aren't cuts. They're not. It's not like Kerry's going to go back to 600 SNAs. There may even be more SNAs next year, but they'll be redeployed to where the council say they're best needed to serve the most pupils. That's what they're saying. So they're saying this isn't a rampage, this isn't cuts.
In fairness, you have to say that they have done great work, and there has been a lot of progressive, positive work done over the last number of years. But I see in their response to you yesterday, it seems like a generic response saying that the level of need may fluctuate with falling enrolments and changing demographics. But I don't think Kerry should fall into this category, because Kerry schools have had a large influx of new learners over the last few years. And you'd have pupils in temporary protection and international protection, and pupils who may have been classed as refugees and asylum seekers. And schools in Kerry have been very accommodating and very accepting of these pupils, immersing them in our schools and communities. And these new pupils and new learners bring with them different needs, maybe new needs if you want to classify it. And unfortunately, the criteria that the NCSE have is very strict, very rigid. Now, the care needs that the NCSE have are very genuine and very important needs for children regarding physical mobility and hearing impairment, toileting, administration of prescribed medicine and behaviour problems. But what we have seen in Kerry is a huge influx of pupils who don't seem to fit into the needs according to the NCSE. And
talking there about temporary protection beneficiaries, Ukrainians, others, and Kerry has taken a high proportion of those over the last number of years.
Kerry schools have been very accommodating and very welcoming of these pupils, and these pupils are bringing needs that traditionally we wouldn't see in schools. Like English wouldn't be their first language. We're finding it difficult to understand the trauma that they're experiencing. Some of them may have lost parents in the war, or they're separated from their families, the anxiety. They're placed in accommodation, which is very, may not be suitable. It's the cooking facilities and socialization, even simple like play and recreation for these children is non-existent. And this is just one element of the needs that schools are experiencing that we feel that it doesn't fit into the criteria that the NCSE have for allocating and appointing SNAs. Now, given their own needs and their own criteria for the appointment of SNAs, they possibly will be able to stand over some of the cuts that have been made in schools throughout Kerry and Ireland. But the criteria they're using is from 2014. And I think schools feel that we've moved on as a society and we've evolved, and maybe this document needs to be looked at again. And the needs that schools are experiencing are different and have evolved.
And that needs to be recognised. Do you think that might be recognised as part of the appeals process that many schools will be embarking upon when it comes to these decisions?
I think it might be important for schools to sit down with the other parties involved and highlight the needs that are in schools at the moment, and maybe change the criteria that's used for appointing SNAs and retaining them, because the criteria they're using, I think, is a bit outdated and is very rigid, and that schools are experiencing a lot of new needs and a lot of increased needs that aren't being cared for. And like, as I said, as a society, we've come really well, progressed very well, and there's been a huge amount of positive introductions, new initiatives, a lot of investment in special education, and I just worried that the trend that seems to be happening at the moment would be a backward step.
Yeah.
You mentioned, like,
yeah.
Well, you mentioned there about a paper, yeah. Linda Danielle Sullivan, you mentioned in her name there about having to fight for resources, and here we go again, why do we have to fight? I'd like, it just reminds me of a lot of what came into place was, I don't know if you remember Cathy Sinnett, and
yes,
there was another lady, yeah. Mayor Maria O'Donoghue, on behalf of their children, Jamie Sinnett and Paul O'Donoghue, they fought tooth and nail in the late 90s and early 2000s. They went through the court systems all on their own. They challenged the constitution all for the benefit of their own children. And unfortunately, a lot of the positive things that happened were a direct result of these two ladies who, they were just two of many who took on the system and they fought it. And they went to the High Court, Supreme Court, and I think even onto Europe. And like there was the introduction of the Epson Act, the Equal Status Act, Disability Act, and these all have great knock-on effect for children, and a lot of people benefited from it. But unfortunately, I think if the trend continues, that we're going back 10 years,
taking the wrong turn, going back the wrong road.
Are you hopeful
there will be a listening ear to what the concerns of the parents and teachers like yourself is, Paul? We've Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin, very critical of this move as well. Politically, it might gather a bit of steam, but would you be hoping there'll be a change here finally?
I think it would be important for the parties to sit down and discuss what the needs are in the schools and what the criteria for the appointment and retention of SNAs is, and I don't like the word special needs assistance because it seems to focus towards a minority group. Even redesignate or change the name of the role of assistance in schools.
Yeah. Okay. Because all right, Paul. Look, thanks for giving us your time.
That's no problem, Joy.
Yeah. Sorry, finally. Yep, great stuff. Thanks, Paul. That's Paul Favier there, principal of Glenflesk National School, talking about the concern that he has about this redeployment programme. If you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch. We're getting reports again this morning, second morning in a row, of very long tailbacks, far and far into Killarney. There are tree cutting. Listener, a pretty exasperated driver out there, says, would it not be common sense to hold off starting the works until 10 a.m. and let those commuting to work and school pass by freely first? It seems that wasn't done this morning, and more delays there. So